Coming up this week on the Rock For Him podcast, we talk to the gentlemen and ladies of the band Cannibalistic. Hello and welcome into the Rock For Him podcast. My name is Sand Shoes. Joining me today, my good friend, my brother in Christ, the man, Riker Levine. See, you thought I was going to say your other nickname. I didn't.
I've come to expect it at this point, but I'm thankful for when it's not there.
Yes. How's it going today, bro?
Very, very good. Very standard day at work, but I enjoy my job, so it's a good day.
Good.
How about you, man?
Love it. Busy day at work, but I'm glad to be here tonight. I love Monday nights. Like, this is awesome. Unfortunately, as you can see, while we have a ton of faces circling me right now, one you don't see is Mr. Jeremy Brown. He decided he doesn't like these guys. He wasn't going to come on. I'm kidding. He messaged me right before we went live, and he's like, I'm just getting out of work. I apologize. So, unfortunately, Jeremy won't be on, and I know he's going to be kicking himself in the pants because he really wanted to be on tonight. So, as you can see, looking at all the names on here, we have Cannibalistic on with us tonight. Guys and ladies,
hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Oh, doing so good. Can't wait to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we're excited.
Good. It's you know, honestly, this show has been one that should have been scheduled a long time ago. We've been playing your music for a long time.
We love you. Thank you.
Yeah, and because of how much Jason and Jeremy talk about you guys, I thought, like we had been talking before, I thought you had already been on the podcast. So I was surprised to hear that you hadn't. But since you haven't, there might be some of our viewers who don't know who you guys are, even if they know the bands, maybe not the members. So if we kind of want to go, I don't know what left to right looks like on your guys' screen. So let's just go across, and if you guys could quickly introduce yourselves and then who you are in the band.
Yeah, we'll start with Fred.
I'm Fred. I do vocals.
I'm Jerry. I do guitar and backup vocals.
And Josh?
Hi, I'm Josh. I play bass.
I'm Alex. I'm the other guitarist for Cannibalistic.
Very nice.
Yep. Morning.
My wife.
I'm Kim. I'm Kim, and I just hit things. I just hit the drums.
Me too.
Yes.
Hello, drummer.
Drum buddies.
I think, Kim, you and I just became friends on Facebook not too long ago.
Yep.
Yeah. You popped up and friend requested me, and I was like, who is this? And then I started scrolling, like, oh, okay, done.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about Cannibalistic. Who wants to take it?
I think that would fall in his wheelhouse.
Well, what I could say about Cannibalistic originally, it was just going to be a two-man band, which was going to be me and Fred. I was just basically going to write music. Fred was going to come sing, and we were going to release the music to YouTube, Spotify, and that kind of stuff. But then I would say throughout the months, I was trying to get Fred to stay with me without telling him to stay with me as a vocalist. And so we decided we were going to start a band, but we needed to come up with a band name. So me and Fred have a little difference on the how we came up with the band name, but I like Fred's version a whole lot better than mine. So I'll let you talk to Fred on how we came up with the name Cannibalistic.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that people say about our name, because Cannibalistic, you hear that even when you look it up anywhere, it's kind of like, oh, you know. But he says, hey, let's go this route. Let's play this kind of music. And he was coming up with all these names. And I said, well, I don't want to go that route. I want to stay a Christian band. So every time he came up with a name, I would come up with a foundation, a scriptural foundation to back up the name. And he said, I'll tell you what, if we come up with a name, I come up with a name that you can't back up with any scriptural foundation, we're going to be a secular band. And I said, all right, I'll take that bet, right? So about 2 weeks later, he comes back all excited, rubbing his hands, and he says, I got you. Cannibalistic. And I said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall not have life within you. And Cannibalistic was born.
Yep, and just like
Nice.
that, there was no pause to, he didn't even have to think about it. As soon as I said it, he just blurted it right out. So from a positive band we're going to be into a Christian band. And so it's been a really good turnout.
Yeah, and we've actually, as Christians, believe it or not, we've grown a lot, as brothers, and how close we are.
Oh, yeah.
We go to church together. We do a lot of stuff together to try to be the example that God has set us out to be. And it hasn't been tough at all. It's been okay. Well, with Jerry, it's been tough, but God is good. God is good, and we're on the right path, and we hope Cannibalistic continues to stay on that path, and people continue to follow.
What kind of reaction do you get, and I'm trying to figure out how to word this correctly, from like the average Christian that comes across you guys and
The
like, oh,
CCM crowd.
cannibalist, the CCM crowd. Okay, thank you, Riker. Like, what kind of reaction? Because I know like the first time you guys sent us music, I was like, cannibalistic, and I really had to think and pray about it. I was like, and I came up with the exact verse that you were talking about. I'm like, okay, and then I listen to the music. I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it.
So you
Like,
figured it out. That's
I
awesome.
did. Yeah, I figured it out, and I didn't have to phone a friend or anything. I just.
It's definitely a conversation starter for sure. And it does get mixed reviews. I've talked to actually pastors that I actually have as customers. And when I mentioned to the name to them, they're like, oh wow, that makes a lot of sense. But then there's some other people that just like, no, I can't go along with that. So actually Fred has a little story about cannibals too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, my favorite reaction. Let me give you my favorite reaction. We were at a show in Waxahachie,
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
and we were getting ready to go on stage, and you can hear a pastor way in the background, are you sure they're a Christian band?
I remember that.
And then once they heard us come on live and us minister on stage, everything calmed down. But you wanted a reaction? That was my favorite one.
I cannot wait to take that clip of Fred screaming and putting it on our thumbnail. That's gonna be on the thumbnail of the podcast episode right away.
There you
It
go.
will also be a promo. I've already written it down this time.
So for you guys as a band, I mentioned how, I mean, obviously we wanted you guys to introduce yourselves so that our Rock for Him viewers could know who you guys are. One of the main things we like to do with the podcast is hear the testimonies of the people that we have on. Since there's a lot of you guys, maybe spend just a couple of minutes each and give a synopsis version of your testimony, how you came to know Christ, and of course, how that led into you playing music.
Yeah.
Rumble.
Me? Yeah, I'll go first. So I grew up in a rough childhood, basically, and I just knew that there was something more to life than what I was going through. I knew, looking at the trees, the grass, the stars, everything like that, there had to be a God that created all of this. And so believe it or not, even before I gave my life to Christ, I'm trying to keep it short as possible. I actually started talking to God. And I've seen way more answered prayers than I'd like to, admit, even before I gave my life to Jesus. And then later on, as I got older, I was in a bad car accident, and basically I should have been dead. And the doctor told me that, and I went home and prayed about it, and I was like, God, I always believe that you're real, but if you're really real, reveal yourself to me in a dream. And that night, he gave me a dream of a scripture. And I called my neighbor the next morning, who wasn't even a Christian. And I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm getting ready for church. You want to come? And it was just like everything was just divinely aligning everything in my life so that, to get my attention. And going a step before that, actually, I was prophesied over by this one woman who said, I'm going to be going to this one church. And I thought she was nuts when she told me this. And lo and behold, I ended up going to the same church that she told me I was going to go to. And I gave my life to Jesus right there, man. And God totally changed my life around.
I love general revelation is something that is far too often overlooked. That knowledge deep down in every person that there is a God, there's a creator. So yeah, love that. Thank you.
Amen. And that's the short version.
Yeah, we didn't get to give our testimony in the last one when he gave the long version.
That is why I say we just do a couple minutes because we've had some that have gone really long, and there's still like four more to go. We're like, oh boy, we
You're
haven't needed all
right.
He's not kidding. We had one person go 45 minutes, and we're like, it's a half hour podcast.
Oh,
45 minutes
wow. You got
in.
to be swimming.
They're like, okay, who wants to go next? I'm like,
I'll
I'm
go and go
going
next.
to bed.
I've been in the music industry pretty much all my life, and along with it in the industry back then, it was a lot of drugs, alcohol, a lot of partying and stuff. But something always said, pray every single night, pray, 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 and I would. And the girl that I was living with, and we weren't married either, would tell me, "Why are you always praying?" It's like some I don't know what it is. Something is telling me to pray. And I would pray, God, whatever it is that you need me to do, push me in that direction and take away all the evil that you don't want in my life. Well, slowly, I don't know if you guys ever heard, I prayed for God to take away my enemies and I lost friends and family. Well, that's exactly what happened. And I ended up homeless. And I was walking down the street and I found this little Bible. And this is after I was asked, telling God, but God, I don't have, and I'm gonna, just to talk about the material stuff, car, houses, boats, all that stuff I lost. And I was asking God why. And when I picked up this Bible from the street, it was one of the little small little Testament, New Testament Bibles. When I opened it up, it said, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Amen.
So that's when I started reading a whole bunch more and I got a new job and stuff like that. But when I got my new job, I started going back into my old ways, but I still kept trying to follow what Christ wanted. I got a new Bible, a book on hermeneutics, the book of purpose-driven life, biblical dictionaries, well, hermeneutics. And so I would read this every day, but because I was drifting away, my car was broken into and all those books were stolen. And I was really, really, really upset about that. And I remember going home and crying about it. And it was raining. And then my ex-girlfriend had just come back because I gave her a place to stay. And she said, "You're so stupid." And she grabbed my Bible and she threw it at me before she walked out the door. Right. And at that moment, I was really torn. And I said, "All right, all right. I'm going to do this, God. And I'm going to go all out. I'm going to go all out." And it felt like a scene out of a movie because it's raining, the lights are off, lightning going, flashing through the windows and stuff like that. And I said, "But this is what I want from you." I said, "I want my Bible back. I want a book on hermeneutics. And I want my book back, The Purpose-Driven Life." Right. And at this time, I was working in an apartment complex. So in the morning, they come and call me and say, "Hey, will you come and look at this room?" And I said, "No, you guys just go and do it. Just clear it out, whatever. Y'all keep everything. I don't care." He came back a few hours later and said, "We're done." So my job was to go and make sure that everything was done correctly. They cleaned out the apartment for the next tenants. And I went in there and I'm looking around and everything's great. And then I opened the closet and there's this shelf that they forgot to clean, a bookshelf. And every book that I asked for, every single book that I asked for was there in that shelf. And I just lost it. I didn't even touch the books. I went back to the apartment and I cried because Christ answered me and I knew exactly where I was supposed to be.
Wow.
That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
So.
I'll keep mine short and sweet. I won't be as long as these guys right here. But let's see, how short and sweet can I go? Okay, here we go. So I was doing things I'm not supposed to be doing, and I wasn't proud of what I was supposed to be doing. And just like one day, a voice came in my head and said, "Alex," and I didn't know this voice. It wasn't even my own voice I heard. It was just like, "Alex, why are you doing these things? Your mom and dad did not raise you to be this kind of person. You should honor your mother and your father. So as soon as that happened, the guy that I was hanging out with, he would call and call and call. I wouldn't answer any of his phone calls. And so because of that, I don't know, like years later, he called me. It's like, hey man, I've been calling you. How come you haven't been answering? And I said, just. And then he was like, was it because I was a bad influence? And I'm like, yeah, you were a bad influence. And so I had to separate myself from you. And then come to find out that I guess he had one of those moments as well. He's actually now a pastor. So that's mine. That's how I came
That's when we became cannibalistic. Oh, that guy. Just kidding.
So there's my short and sweet version of my testimony.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
Josh, why don't you go next?
Okay. I'm a man of few words, as you can see.
That's the truth. We know.
And I'm not very eloquent, but I'll try. So I always grew up in the church from when I was very young, and at a young age, I would sing in front of the church with had a little microphone and everything. And when I was the thing about me is when I was born with my left hand fused completely. So if you look at my right hand and my left hand, I didn't think I could really do anything other than, sing. I really wanted to play the piano and play every musical instrument that I can get my hands on. And just trying it and doing it. And I knew that somehow God has had his hand on my life. It brings me back to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things
Amen.
through Christ, which strengthens me. So it I actually work in surgery, so like it's just like it's not stopping me, and God has his hands on my life, and so it's very it's pretty cool thing. And then I had a in 2014 I had a bad no what is it 2018 I had a bad motorcycle accident, and this is before I had my daughter, and I could have been dead. I had broke my right arm and radius and ulna, and then my hand, and I didn't think I could play it anymore. But again, he had his hand on my life, and through music, I was able to rehab my hand. And when I moved back to Texas, I had my daughter not too long, a couple years after. He's always been there for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Honestly, you don't have to be a eloquent speaker to convey some solid truth through your
Yeah, most
testimony.
Amen.
God used music and playing music in my life in a similar but different way. Not in the exact way, obviously, it worked in yours, but he used it in my life in a very similar way. So it's very cool to hear you talking about it like that, because it's I relate a lot to that, and I absolutely love it. So thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Kimberly, it's your turn. Drum
Yeah,
roll.
I'm a bit shy too, but yeah. Okay, so let's see. I'll start. Okay, so I'm from Laredo, Texas, and I started playing drums, I think not till freshman years when I got my first drum set. I was in plenty of bands, and one band specifically was getting some traction. We moved to Austin, and I started or actually, so I was dating the singer, which ended up being abusive. So this is before I was a Christian. In college, I met one of my best friends, Lauren, and she shared the gospel with me. Slowly but surely, but she asked this question, and it was, are you a good person? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, I don't do anything that bad. But after comparing it to the law of God, then that changes things. Compared to the law of God, no, I'm not a good person. I sin. And that's when I got into my closet and I prayed, and I was trying to read the word, couldn't understand it. And I prayed to God, God, if you're real, please show me. And I felt the Holy Spirit actually come into my heart right then and there. After that, I could understand the word, and I got out of that abusive relationship. It was pretty dramatic, but it's a long story, so that's probably for another time. But it was a wake-up call, I think. I think he had attacked me, so ended up fleeing. That friend's family took me in. They took me, went in. I went to church and just grew in faith in this solid church. And yeah,
Nice.
there's a lot after that, but that's the salvation story right there.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
you. Yeah.
Incredible.
Like, I mean, like with what I said with what was it, Jerry? One thing I think that gets overlooked a lot in the salvation story of a lot of people is just referencing ourselves to the law and being convicted by literally just looking at the law which we have broken. So it's heavy and very convicting, but thank you, Kimberly.
Did you mute?
All right. Get out
So
of
look at that, guys. I mean, maybe I think 15 minutes on that. So good job. All of those beautiful testimonies. Thank you guys for sharing. You were very concise.
Yeah.
That was A plus.
Yeah. Yay.
Fantastic. And hey, we've got some comments here on Facebook. Real quick, a good friend of ours, Kira Soto, she said her she first off she says, "Hey Jerry."
Hey.
And her favorite song is "My Window."
Hey. Kira is awesome, man. Thank you for
Kira
watching,
is
Kira,
awesome.
and we love you.
And Darren Anderson said, "You guys are amazing. You're an inspiration. You're my friends online, even though I've never met you. Blessings to you all."
Oh, cool.
That was
So
sweet. God
awesome.
bless you, brother.
So the thing I've been wanting to ask is, how did you get tied up with Resurrection Records? Like, we're really good friends
I
with
can hear. That's in Jerry's wheelhouse.
we're really good friends
So, yeah.
with Aaron. Like, we call him Captain America because literally he goes down the rock for him top 15, and he's like, "Okay, I'm assembling the Avengers," and he just picks them all. So like, we call him Cap. Like, how did you guys get mixed up with him?
Well, it was lots of prayer for sure. I had kept seeing these bands that we played with that were signed, and I was like, "Okay, God, I know if it's your will, it's going to happen in your timing." And our good friends from Reborn, they're ones that got signed, and then Becoming Sons, another good friends of ours, they got signed, and a few others,
Stained red.
I and Saint Red. And I had reached out to, I did a little digging and I was like, who is this Resurrection Records? And so I did a little bit of research on them and ended up talking to the owner on via Messenger. And I said, basically, what would we have to do to get signed? And I shared some of our music with him. And it took a while. He liked it and all. He said he didn't really have an opening for us right now, another band, I guess, to be signed at the moment. And so, we stayed in contact, of course, and a great guy. And about a year later, he extended the invitation. So all glory to God for that.
Amen.
But it was through much prayer, for sure.
Very nice. Yeah, he sent us a couple of your songs, and he's like, "Guys, what do we have to do to get you guys to play this music?" And I'm like, "We've already got those songs. We're already playing them."
Yeah,
I was like, no disrespect, Aaron, but we're already
Catch
on
up.
top of
We're
this.
thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys, man.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you guys for what you do. You know, for guys like me that grew up listening to your style of metal, becoming a Christian, it was hard to
Yes.
get into music.
I could
Getting to
relate.
listen to you guys, ugh. So I just want to say thank you for that. Like that it's something special to me that I get to worship and listen to my style of music. So
Yeah,
so
that's
thank
incredible, man.
you.
Thank you. God bless you.
So we have had Ascension for a while now. What comes next?
Well, we do
That'll
have
be in Alex's wheelhouse.
Alex, speak to me when we get more.
we actually have some other songs that
Uh-oh.
Alex's feet is cut a little bit.
That are not on the album when we go play our shows, and
I know.
some other songs that we're working on need polishing. People need to hear them, and everything like that. And so yeah, there's gonna be some more music in the future coming up for sure. Also, we have to wait on Fred because when it comes to him writing lyrics, he takes the slow approach because he wants to make sure that when he's writing his lyrics, that what he says actually has a meaning rather than just like blurting out whatever like some people can do. He actually takes the time to do his research to spread the message that he has on his heart at that time,
To
which we
glorify God,
appreciate.
mainly. I mean, that's like I told Alex, I'm not going to do something if it's not going to glorify God completely.
We appreciate that. You
Yeah.
know, as much as we want new music, we would rather have quality music. You know, when I'm playing stuff for my 17-year-old daughter, I want it to have an impact, not just someone screaming into a mic. I want there to be substance behind it. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
And also to add to that, we're not the kind of band that just release music in a rush, you know, like Alex mentioned, you know, we polish it up, you know, we dissect it, you know, we might modify it a little bit, you know, at rehearsal, you know, come up with this idea. I mean, we perfect it before we, as much as we can, you know, glory to God before we actually, you know, go to the studios and
I think the one thing that we do this for two reasons. One, we don't want to spend a lot of money in the studio. And two, when we play live, we want it to sound exactly the way it does on a CD as much, or come as close as it can so that no one goes away disappointed.
So right now, are you guys focusing more on singles, EPs, or albums?
Right now we're focusing on EPs due to budgets.
Yes.
We all work, we all got to save, we all have families that we need to take care of. And so yeah, basically whatever revenue we do make, if we make anything at all, goes towards our recordings to help lessen the burden on us financially. Every little bit helps. But yeah, so it'll be an EP. Unless somebody wins the lottery and says, "Hey guys, let's make an album,"
Or
or somebody
Josh
wants to
sells
donate.
like 5% of his guitar collection.
Yeah.
I don't think I could sell for very much
There's that
because
too.
they're all
Yeah.
left-handed, so
Josh would sell all his basses. We could go into the studio tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
Some
yes,
one of
please
them.
support the band, buy merch, buy the CDs.
Yes.
That
Thank you.
helps
Yeah.
out progress. Now I know I can't say much, but what I can say is from what I've heard of our stuff that has not been released, it does not disappoint. It sounds really cool.
We think you
So
guys are gonna like it when we do
get
release it.
ready.
Awesome.
So,
Well,
but as we
that leads
mentioned,
me into something else is one, where can they find your stuff? And two, can you email us or drop me a line with the links to where I can put it in the show notes? So when we actually post the video, people can just click and go, oh, I want to buy their CD. Boom. Click it. A lot of bands don't
I
send that to me, and I've got to do a bunch of digging. So if you could send that to me.
Yeah, well, I have Jerry because actually Jerry has his hands on all the merchandise
Yeah.
right now.
Okay.
I don't actually have a website yet,
Right.
where we can actually sell from the website.
Right.
So pretty much everything is like word of mouth and personal in-person contact.
Correct. Yeah, the way that people have been buying our merch is just, you know, sending us a DM, you know, and we ship it, you know, of course. And if it's here locally, you know, I mean, we don't charge shipping, and I'll even meet you in town. So For those of you who are watching, if any of you guys are interested in a CD or a t-shirt, we have two style t-shirts that you could buy, and we also have our EP, and we have plenty of them. So
Yeah, so we can contact Jerry D. Ryan is your Facebook, right?
yes,
For
the third.
the merch. The third.
I don't know why it's the third, but yeah,
Wait a
that's
minute.
the third. I
Alex,
did fourth.
are you guys in the same room? Just
Yeah,
on different.
you're just now noticing?
You're like, hey, what's up, Alex? Say
I'm
hey, Alex.
seeing them look over and I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, we're in the same room.
We are.
That way,
That's
so
awesome.
like I'm on my computer and then he's on his computer for him and Fred. My wife was gonna sit in, but she's a little shy.
Oh, that's awesome. As you can tell, I'm a bit slow here. So, anyways.
And no worries.
And you know what's amazing about this band too? We're all really good friends. You know, we're not bandmates, you know, we do anything and everything together. And so I think that's important, you know, when you're in a band.
For sure. For sure.
All right, so I've got a question for you guys, and this will be another question you kind of go down the line. And it's a question we haven't really asked in a while, but if for each of you individually, if you had one band that knocked on your door and said you needed to go on tour with them right now and you couldn't say no, who would you like that to be?
And we couldn't say no. We
Yeah, living or
not
dead,
say
past or
no.
present, doesn't matter.
I
That's
know who I would say.
then
Who
why
is
don't you
it?
lead
Go
the
ahead, you
pack?
go.
I would
Go
say
ahead, Kim.
Skillet, because they're a Christian rock band. So
Yes.
they're the biggest Christian rock band. So I would say them. They're one of my favorites.
I would myself probably say Fit for a King.
Yeah.
The first time I saw them play, those guys are like so full of energy and full of excitement. And they just work really well together, like as far as presence and musicianship. It's just, they're just amazing.
I would say Wage War. They're one of my favorite bands and
Yes.
they rock. And if you guys don't know who they are, yeah, I need to check them out. You're living under a rock.
Oh yeah, we know who they are.
And
And
I guess Josh is going to wait to be last because he didn't say anything next.
I
I got two of them. I'm going to be real quick. One of them is Third Day. I love Third Day. And the other one would have to be Killswitch Engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Come on, who you got?
Josh?
I got too much in my head. I can't. We'll have to get back to you on
You can give us a
that.
top three too. It doesn't necessarily have to just be one, but
Man,
for today.
I don't even know what I listen to anymore.
He listens to
Listen,
Cannibalistic.
there is no wrong answers here. We've literally had a band tell us Kelly Clarkson before. Like, legit. We would love a tour with Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She's cool,
No.
but. Did not see a metal band saying that. I'm
Right. Yeah.
like, all right. All right.
If we can mention
Yeah.
number one, I would also say Demon Hunter. They're
Oh,
really
yeah.
good. There you go.
Demon Hunter.
I would love to tour with them and Wage War.
Yes, that would be awesome. So, real quick, another comment on Facebook. Kira said she loves t-shirts. I think she's trying to hint that she wants a shirt.
Very,
So,
yeah,
got to
very
get her
subtle.
info.
Definitely
Very
send me a
subtle. I
message.
love t-shirts with about 15 hearts. Okay, she didn't put the hearts, but
You can either
Banties are
send
the
me a
best.
message or send a message on our band chat as well on the messenger. If you go to our band page and send us a message there, either way, I'll get in contact with you.
It better not
Oh.
replace our shirt on your wall, though, Kira.
I can answer your question now.
Yay!
Yes.
It clicked in my head. No, I usually listen to a lot of instrumental music, and so far I really like the way Guthrie Govan plays
Oh, they're
guitar.
amazing.
I like his stuff, so
Guthrie
I don't
Govan.
know what I'd play in there. I mean, I could play keyboards, or I know I don't want to replace Brian Beller with bass, but
You
I want to do something.
could
If
be
I could play
a
like
featured
Guthrie
artist.
Govan, that would be nice, but ain't gonna happen.
So, I know you guys talked a little bit about meaning behind your lyrics and meaning behind what you do. Can you tell us, what inspires you for your music? Like when you're sitting down to write lyrics, is there what kind of gets you going?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm trying to change this. I have anger issues, not anger issues that are destroying me. But I'm angry at today's Christian. It's like I told Alex when I write, I'm writing to throw rocks at glass houses. You know, we've allowed the world to enter our church rather than the church go out and enter and go take over the world. And this is where we stand today as Christians. We need to stand our ground. God has given us a solid foundation to stand on so that we can go out there and you know, make find tell people about what he's done for us. But we don't do that enough. A lot of us wear a mask. You know, we're at church and we're praising God, we're crying, we're loving, we're doing all this and that. But as soon as we walk out that door, we're wearing a mask and we don't talk about it. And that's what inspires me to write. So sometimes when I write, it might sound like I'm angry, but it's I'm trying to put a message out there that we're not doing enough, that we need to do more. Like the song Daniel will tell you, it's probably the one that tells us the most. Now, even From the Ashes is about, you know, standing on that foundation. But too many people walk away because they think that being a Christian is hard. It's not hard. All it takes is, of course, faith, love, and hope. Stand on the foundation that Christ gives you and trust in him. But walking away seems a lot easier for people, or hiding away seems a lot easier. And that's where I find my strength in writing. I want to, through that little bit of anger where I write, I'm praying that they find encouragement in what I'm saying to pursue exactly what God has for them.
I like that. And I think this, I think it's kind of along the lines of what you're saying, and maybe like I'm just having a different kind of wording for it, but something I found helpful when like trying to teach, I work with the youth a lot in my church, trying to teach them how to like go out and, you know, live out Christian life and evangelize and all of these things. But one thing I would always come back to, I can't remember who originally said it, but it is hard. Walking a Christian life is going to be difficult, but it is simple. It's not complicated.
Correct.
So yeah, I also have that feeling of just frustration with the a lot
Amen.
of Christians, quote unquote
Amen.
Christians nowadays.
Amen.
And it's yeah, it can be discouraging 'cause, you know. But anyways, that shouldn't affect though how we live our lives. So yeah, I appreciate your guys's willingness to talk about that and be open about
Amen.
that.
Yeah. And it reminds me of the scripture where, like, you know, they saw this this person that was hungry, or the blind person, you know, or whatever in the Bible, and everybody just walked past them, you know. And I think, like, you know, part of that, I think, unless I'm mistaken, like part of Fred's anger where he's coming from is like, why don't you go do something? You know, go feed him. We are the hands and the feet. Don't just pray over them and keep on walking, you know, passing by. You know, we need to do more as Christians.
For sure, for sure. So before we run out of time here, is there something that you would like the Rock for Him listeners and viewers to know about you guys as a band? I mean, I think it's pretty clear, like, you're driven by your love of Christ. But is
Amen.
there anything that you're just like, I want them to know this about us? If they get nothing else out of this podcast, what do you want to share?
Jesus loves you and he's here waiting for you. If you have any discomfort in your life, please talk to your local pastor, find somebody that you can speak with. If you need prayer, you can also contact us on the
Yes.
Cannibalistic page. Fred, Jerry, myself, Josh, Kim, they can get on there and say a little prayer and help pray out. But Jesus is the way.
Friend us on Messenger. I mean, if you feel it needs to be something personal, friend one of us on Messenger, and I promise you, we'll get back to you. We'll call you. I mean, we'll video talk. It doesn't matter what it is. This is what we're here for. This is not just a band. It is a band, yes, but it's a ministry first. It's a ministry where we serve God first, and this is why we do this. Because if there's anything out there that you guys might be going through, and you keep falling, don't think that you can't talk to us about anything. We've all been through everything. You name it, addiction, alcoholism, you know, maybe not everybody, but I know that I'm one that can say that. You know, I've been in probably the darkest places. Out of everybody else, I've probably been in the darkest places. So never think that you don't have anyone to talk to. You can always reach out to one of us.
And I want to say also is, you know, a lot of people think that we're just a band. We're not just a band. We're your friends. And if you've been to our Cannibalistic shows, you know this. You know, we go out of our way to become your friend. We show you the love of Christ. You know, we want to hang out with you. We want to get to know you. You know, we're just regular human beings, man.
Oh, you're gonna regret saying that about me and Riker.
You're not a
can you
regular human being.
backtrack
You're a human being.
I was gonna say, you know, I will send you guys all my personal cell number. If you guys ever need prayer, if you guys
Thank
ever
you.
need
Thank
anything,
you.
please feel free to reach out to me. I know Jeremy includes his phone number on the emails to you guys to set up the podcast. Again, anytime you guys need prayer or you just need to talk, you're like, hey, I'm struggling with this,
Amen.
feel free to drop me a message. I've literally been on the stage introducing bands, gotten a message. As soon as I walk off, I pick up the phone, like, hey, what's going on? How can I pray for you?
Wow, praise God, man.
I do have one more thing to say, if I can, real quick. Hey, Kimberly, I've been listening to you talk, and I know you're quiet and stuff like that, but just know that you're being held accountable for saying that, okay? You're being held accountable for saying that. I mean, for saying everything you say. And today you're being charged with partaking in the body and blood of Christ, and you are sentenced now to become and serve as the newest cannibalistic drummer. Welcome to the band. Welcome to the band, Kimberly.
Make sure you wear your cannibal lipstick.
Yeah, you wear cannibal lipstick.
Real quick, funny story about cannibalism and like Christianity. I grew up, Riker knows what I'm talking about.
This is so
I grew
very,
up,
very random, but
well, I grew up Catholic, okay? And when I was taking my first communion, I had no clue what was going on. All these nuns were telling me was that I was going to eat some guy's flesh and drink his blood. And I was just looking at my parents like, what kind of cannibalistic cult did you get me into? Like, this is insane. I'm going to be eating some guy's flesh. I didn't realize what all was going on, but yeah. So
And so
it
now you
just,
got to meet us. No, I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
So like every time I see your guys' name pop up on my player, I just kind of chuckle to myself.
Right. Childhood memories. Yay.
Yes. Kimberly, I wanted to ask you before we get into prayer, how did you get into drumming? Because you don't see a lot of female drummers. I mean, there's a few. I mean, clearly
Skillet.
you said skillet, but what inspired you to start playing drums?
I think, okay, so honestly, I think God put it in me is one thing. So I think my mom had this a brother that died from brain cancer, and he had a pair of drumsticks, and there was something about it. I just wanted to play them. And so in sixth grade, I did percussion. I kind of went in late because I was unsure about doing it. I went in, and the band instructor was like, "What do you want to play?" And I was like, "I want to play percussion." And he's like, "No, why don't you play the flute?" And I was like, "I have asthma. I can't play the flute." And so he put me in percussion, and I was doing really good through that. So there was just like this natural tendency to hit things, I think, because I'm also in kickboxing.
Don't mess with her.
So the guys are not going to have to protect you. You're going to be protecting them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the main reason we hired her. It wasn't her drumming ability.
Yeah. We need protection.
So yeah, it just comes natural to me. I really like it. I don't know, there's something about it.
Awesome. Well, Riker can understand that as a drummer. He gets all that,
I like hit thing.
right? But also,
Drummer brain.
let me share
I
this other
smashed.
thing. There was a time in my life where I couldn't play drums because I was having a heart issue. My heart was beating really fast, and they were trying to get me, like, I had a heart monitor and everything. They didn't want me, so I felt like I couldn't play drums anymore, and I was kind of like, God, that. Like, it felt part of my identity, but that's when I found my identity in Christ. So
Amen.
Amen. That's
if I
huge.
couldn't play drums, my identity is still in Christ.
See, sometimes God puts us through those things to teach you something. And he was like, okay, that drums are not who you are. It's what you can do.
Amen.
Amen to that. So, unfortunately, we are out of time.
Where?
So, but before we get out of here, we always love to pray for each and every one of our guests. And believe me, we take prayer seriously.
Amen.
We have a prayer list between my daughter, Riker, myself, and Jeremy that we pray through this list every single day. So, how can we be praying for you guys, like individually and as a band?
One thing I think
Thanks.
is to, I think we need to prayer. I think the hardest thing for us is to continue to stay on the foundation we're on. We're all so happy. We're all so. We love each other so much that we know that it was God that put us together, and we don't want to be pushed off this foundation.
Yeah.
We pray that it continues to be that the strongest foundation that we can stand on, so that no one can ever push us off, so that we can continue to do exactly what God wants us to do.
Okay.
Kim, did you have something?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm looking forward to evangelize to others,
Yes.
in this through the music, in person, through messages. When people reach out or anything like that, I want to be able to reach people, give them hope in Christ.
Awesome. Jerry, how about you?
Yeah, just for God to lower the studio prices. To release some more
Real.
music.
Send a coupon.
No,
A
I'm
holding
kidding, but
coupon.
on a real note, I'm gonna be very humble here. Yes, definitely we need to I guess maybe receive some kind of financial blessing or something like that. It would be amazing to help us, get back into the studios, because
Amen.
we've all had our hardships. And I know a lot of people are like, man, we love your music. When are you gonna release some more, Because we've only have four songs out there on our EP forever, and we know, and trust me, we're gonna get it to you guys. But yeah, that's one of our dilemmas. So if you could please pray for that, that would be amazing. And for also God to just continue using Cannibalistic.
For sure. Alex, how about you?
Well, for me personally, I really honestly I need a prayer for financial blessings for my wife and I. We are going through some legal processes right now, and we would really like to take care of everything that we need to take care of to get an order put away without going into too much detail.
Okay.
But yeah.
Perfect. And Josh, what you got?
Really, I pray for, I want to pray for everyone in Cannibalistic to get what they're needing to, so we can focus on the music to glorify God, and we don't have to have these extraneous things going on taking us away. Like, I want God is already moving in Fred's life right now, and I want it to continue that way.
Amen.
And
Yeah.
I want Fred to be blessed to where he can, focus on us and the music and God as
Amen.
much as he can. So that's
I
really
know
what I
Josh
want for the band. Perfect.
didn't say it, but I just got a new job, and that's what they're talking about. I've been without a job for a while,
Yeah.
and these guys have been supporting me in one way or another and helping me out, handouts here and there, and paying my dues as far as the things we have to pay with the band. And God has blessed me with a job, and I just pray that I do that this job is something that I love, and that's going to push me in the direction that I want to be pushed in, and that's to glorify God.
The favor of God on you, man.
All right. Well, I am going to go ahead and close us out in prayer. So, great Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing Cannibalistic here to us. Lord, I thank you for their music. I thank you for all that they do, and I thank you for their ministry. Lord, I ask that you just continue to bless them, to keep them focused on you as the foundation of their lives, of their music, of their band. Lord, we thank you for bringing Fred to his new job. I ask that you just put Kim in a position where she can evangelize to others, Lord, put people in her life that need to know who Jesus is. Lord, so many people need to know. So
Amen.
all she's got to do is just turn her head and there's someone there. So just give her the ability to evangelize and to speak and to share your gospel. Lord, we ask that you bring funding to the band. In any means that you see fit, we know that you can provide. So we just ask that you bring them what they need to be able to get in the studio and continue to put out awesome music for us. Lord, I ask that you watch over Alex and his wife. You know the financial needs that they have. I ask that you just provide for them and for Josh. I ask that you just watch over him, just continue to bless him, watch over the band, and just continue to help them to bring honor and glory to you. We thank you so much for them. We thank you for Jesus and the fact that you sent him here to die for us on that
Amen.
cross.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' holy name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you all so much for being on with us tonight.
Great
This
to
has
be
been
here.
awesome. I'm serious. Like, if I'm not friends with you guys on Facebook, send me a friend request and I will get you my personal phone number so we can chat and talk and just pray together.
Amen.
Would love to. This has been such an honor.
Yes, it
Man,
has.
you guys are amazing.
The
Thank
honor's
you for
us.
all you do for the Christian
Amen.
metal
Amen.
family too, everywhere, not just us. You guys keep it going.
Well,
And
it's because it's what we love, honestly.
amen. Thank
And
you.
this is all from God. This isn't us. So,
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
And for everyone
So.
listening, don't forget to thank welcome Kimberly to the band.
Yes.
Kimberly, we love you. Thank you for working so hard to get where you're at.
Thank you for
Yay!
protecting us. Thank you for protecting us.
Well, I think I can speak for Riker and Jeremy when I say welcome to the Rock for Him family. When we have people on, you guys are now family. Anything you need, if we can provide, we will.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
we are always here for you guys. And for those watching and listening, I just want to remind each and every one of you, go check out their music, buy their merch, support these guys. If they happen to be playing live somewhere, go see them. But above
Yes.
all else, remember that if you're going to rock, rock for him.
Yes.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Tune in next week as we are joined by our friend Kira Soto as a guest host, and I am the Pendragon. It is such a great conversation. It's not one you're going to want to miss.